Welcome to JAWS for Windows version 3.0, basic training tape number 2. My name is Eric Damery, and this tape is tone indexed. You can fast forward to the first beep.
Please note that the topics covered on this JAWS for Windows basic training tape are applicable to both versions 3.0 and 3.2 of JAWS for Windows. Refer to your JAWS for Windows 3.2 installation and upgrade tape and the What's New section in the JAWS Help menu for information on enhancements and improvements specific to JAWS for Windows version 3.2.
The table of contents for tape 2 follows. Side 1, beep 1, the JAWS for Windows Insert plus H help. Beep 2, the JAWS window, moving through the menus, going into voice dialog boxes and adjusting voice settings. Beep 3, review of the JAWS windows, menus, and voice adjustments. Beep 4, the JAWS cursor versus the PC cursor. Beep 5, review of the JAWS and PC cursor. And beep 6, saving and opening a file in WordPad. Table of contents for side 2. Beep 1, opening a file from the desktop using the Find Files and Folders in the Start menu and using the Documents choice from the Start menu. Beep 2, the Windows Help System in WordPad. Beep 3, the Windows Help System from the Start menu. Beep 4, Windows Cut, Copy, and Paste feature. Beep 5, contact information from Henter Joyce. We've talked about JAWS Help being Insert F1, holding down the Insert key with the NumLock off. Remember the NumLock, top left corner. You can turn it on and off. When it's off, holding down that large key on the bottom left corner, you can do an Insert F1. That gives you a help message about the current thing you're sitting on. Well, there's another help keystroke we're going to look at here, Insert H. Holding down the Insert key with my right thumb, I reach across with my left index across the G to the H, and I hit the H.
Here are some JAWS hotkeys for general use. Screen-sensitive help message use Insert plus F1. Windows tips on navigation use Insert plus W. To read window titles use Insert plus T. To activate JAWS window use Insert plus J. To minimize all applications on the desktop use Insert plus F6. To unload JAWS anytime use Insert plus F4.
Now I tap the control key to silence that. See, those are some basic keystrokes of which we've covered many of them already. And you can access the Insert H message wherever you are in the Windows environment. If there is some specific information for a particular application that you're running, the Insert H message may change. But if you forget, you can always do the Insert F6, come back to the desktop, and do your Insert H to get some of those keys. Now, one of the keystrokes that was just given was Insert J to activate the JAWS window. Earlier, we did Alt-Tab to go to the JAWS window, and you can always do that. You can Alt-Tab between running applications. But if you've got 4 or 5 different applications running, that may take several keystrokes to locate the JAWS window. We've set it up so that you can hold down your Insert key, reach across the G and the H all the way to the J, and press J.
JAWS.
And you should hear JAWS, because the JAWS window just became active and it's up on the screen, and that's where our focus is. Now let's talk about Insert T for title equals. That looks at the running applications, figures out where the focus is, and tells you what application has it. Insert T right now should tell me the JAWS window is activated.
Title equals JAWS.
And that's what it does. Now since our focus has moved from the desktop to the JAWS window, let's see what JAWS has to say with Insert F1.
This is the JAWS application window. To toggle the keyboard help on or off, press Insert plus number 01. Use Alt to activate the menu bar.
Okay, gave us 2 basic messages. There are 2 things you can do while sitting here on the JAWS window. You can always turn on your keyboard help. So holding down the Insert and hitting the number row 1 would turn that keyboard help on. And remember, that puts you in a mode so that you can review your different keystrokes. Or it said you can tap the Alt key to move to the menu bar. See, JAWS for Windows is a Windows application, much like a word processing program or an email or spreadsheet or whatever programs you might run. They follow some basic rules. Most programs will have a menu bar, and you access the menu bar by tapping the Alt key. That's the keystroke in Windows to activate the menus. Let's do so here in the JAWS window. Hit the Alt.
Menu bar, file.
And it moves our focus into that menu bar. One of the first items usually will get highlighted, and JAWS spoke the highlighted item, file. Now while we're here in the menu bar, let's see what JAWS has to say. Do insert F1.
This is the menu bar. You can arrow left and right to hear the different menu names. Use say character to read the hotkey. Use the hotkey as a shortcut key or press enter or down arrow to open the menu. Press escape to exit the menu bar.
Said several things there. And remember, since this is just a Windows application, this is a good training for other apps. Because if you hit the Alt key in your word processing program, it'll land the same place and you'll get the same message. Now, it said that we can left and right arrow to move through the menus. If I hit the right arrow,
Voices, Utilities, Language, Help,
it moves me from left to right across the menu bar. Now, other applications, while they'll have a menu bar, they'll have different items. These are kind of like subjects that you can go into and pick something from that subject. Let's go back to the left, hitting the left arrow.
Language, Utilities, Voices.
And I land on Voices. We went in earlier in the tapes and we showed you how to adjust your rate so we could get started at a comfortable speech rate for you. But let's go into this Voices menu and talk about it in a little more detail. It said that we could press, say, character to get the hotkey. A hotkey in a menu bar is the underlying character in that menu subject or in that word, like Voices. The hotkey is V. It's the underlined letter. And to test this, find, say, character. If you're using desktop, it's the 5 on the numeric keypad, and just press 5 by itself.
V.
It says V. It says it in a high pitch because it's a capitalized letter. Now, as you move across your menu bar in this application or others, you can always press that 5 to find out what the hotkey is. While it's generally the first, you can't count on that because sometimes there are two or more items on the menu bar that start with the first letter. The reason you might want to know what this is because if this is a menu item that you access often, instead of having to hit the Alt key and move across to find the item and then press Enter, if you know what the underlying character is, you just hold down the Alt key and press the letter. That moves the focus to the menu bar, to that item, and actually opens the menu all in one step. We will do that from time to time throughout the tapes, but for the most part, I'll try and remember to just tap the Alt key, move to the item, and press Enter. In the beginning, that might be easier. So while I'm sitting here on the word Voices, and if I do a say word,
Voices menu,
it tells me that it's Voices menu. I'll press Enter.
Enter. Menu active. Global dot dot dot.
It said global dot dot dot. The dot 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 being an ellipsis in Windows, which means you're going to go to a dialog box where you'll be able to make some other decisions. Let's look down through this menu. And remember, if you forgot how to move through the menu, use your insert F1. It'll explain to you in this case up and down arrow key, and it will remind you that you can use say character for the hotkey in the menus because they exist there as well. Well, I'll hit the down arrow.
Keyboard dot dot dot. PC cursor dot dot dot. JAWS cursor dot dot dot. Uppercase dot dot dot. Global dot dot dot.
As I press down arrow, when I reached the last item, which was uppercase, it wrapped back up to the first item. This is how menus work in Windows applications. Now, there were 5 choices. I'll try and explain these briefly, and then we're going to go in and we're going to look at some differences between the different voices in a real situation. Global means that we're going to make a global adjustment to all the voices. That's what we did on the rate in the earlier section of the tapes, so that we could make sure that the speech will be at a comfortable level no matter what cursor was active. Pressing the down arrow, I'll move to keyboard and explain this.
Keyboard dot dot dot.
This is the typing echo, how JAWS sounds when you hit a letter or a punctuation. If you press period, it'll say period, unless you change your punctuation settings in keyboard, or it'll just look back to global settings and go with that. The next one.
PC cursor dot dot dot.
PC cursor. That's the voice that we normally hear. That's when the PC cursor is turned on, where your insertion point is being focused on and you're reading where you're inserting something. We've typed some lines. Maybe we type, this is a test of JAWS for Windows. That is the PC cursor, and we're reading it with the PC cursor. The next one.
JAWS cursor dot dot dot.
It's useful to have a different voice for this setting. See, the JAWS cursor will represent the mouse pointer or your eyes and allow you to move around the screen in places where the PC cursor cannot go. It's useful to know when information is being given to you from the JAWS cursor opposed to the PC cursor. We'll see how this works in the next section. Finally on this menu,
uppercase dot dot dot.
Uppercase adjust. I've mentioned this a couple of times. See, when you're on a capitalized letter, we have a higher pitch. If you don't have that, you can go into uppercase adjust and make that increment increase to make a higher pitch or decrease for a lower pitch, depending on what's comfortable for you. Now, I'm going to press down arrow.
Global dot dot dot.
And go back to global. Let's press enter and go into the dialog box and explore it.
Leaving menus. Global voice settings dialog. Volume colon 75 scroll bar.
This is a scroll bar. We've talked about Windows controls, and this is one of them. If you do your insert F1, you get information about how to adjust this. The arrow keys, page up, page down, home and end, things like that are used for those adjustments. Now volume, it's usually going to be set by an external speaker perhaps that you have on your desk. So adjusting this may not make a whole lot of sense. But if you don't have such an adjustment on your speaker, and it's not loud enough or it's too loud, you can make an adjustment right here, and it'll affect all the volumes for all the voices. Press the tab key. Let's move to the next control.
Rate colon 250 scroll bar.
This is a scroll bar for your rate, and same adjustments would apply. If you've been using this for a while, and you found that it has been too slow, and you want to increase the rate, you should probably do that right here. I'm going to press tab one more time.
Pitch colon 100 scroll bar.
The pitch. Pitch is usually going to be set for you and should be right, but if you want to change it, you can go ahead and do that right here as well. The next one.
Person colon combo box. Paul.
Person. And this one said Paul. See, I'm running the DeckTalk software synthesizer, which comes with 9 voices, and Perfect Paul or Paul is the standard PC voice that I use. You may have the same, but if you have a different synthesizer, you may find different names in here. Now, this is a combo box. Let's see what Insert F1 tells us.
This is a combo box. Type in a value or use Alt plus down arrow to open the list box. Use the arrow keys to move between the items. Use Alt plus up arrow or escape to close the list box. Use the tab key to move to the next control.
So you can just press the up and down arrow key to move through and see what the different voice choices are. Once you know them, then you can just press the first letter of the one you want to get, and it'll move. For instance, I have a voice called Harry here. And if I press H,
Harry,
it changes it right to Harry. I'm going to go back to Paul by hitting P.
Paul.
And notice how JAWS gives you a sample of the choice you just made when you choose it. Even though we haven't accepted it, it lets you hear what choice you've made and how that will sound. Let's press the tab key. I'm going to move to the next one.
Punctuation colon combo box. Most. PC cursor. Person colon. Punctuation colon combo box. Most.
Punctuation. This allows us to have JAWS speak or not speak different punctuations that it will cross over as you're reading a document or typing. You can set this at a comfortable level. Mine's on most. You may be on all or some other setting. It's usually important, especially in the beginning, to have a lot of punctuation spoken, and then you can make decisions in certain applications later as to where you might not want to have it. I'm going to tab again.
OK button.
OK button. This is a button. Remember, insert F1 if you forget. Tab again.
Cancel button.
Cancel. In other words, No, I've made some changes, but I don't want to keep those. Go back to the way it was. I could press Enter here, and that's what would happen. By choosing OK, it would have made those changes. Tab again.
Help button.
Help. If you're not quite sure what these things are for, you could always press Enter here on the Help button, and you'll go into the JAWS Help system. Tab again.
Volume colon 77 scroll bar.
And I land right back on the scroll bar. Now this dialog box will be the same for keyboard, PC cursor, and JAWS cursor. So you can go in and make specific adjustments depending on how you want that particular voice to be spoken. Now I'd like to make sure that you have a different cursor voice for JAWS and PC, because we're going to be doing some things with the JAWS cursor in the tapes, and I want to make sure you know the difference and can hear it. I'm going to press Escape right now to leave the Global Voices Setting dialog.
JAWS.
And it moves my focus right back to the JAWS window where we started. Now I'd like you to make sure that your numlock key was turned off. We're going to test the JAWS cursor and PC cursor voices to make sure they're different. While numlock is off, if you find the minus, which is at the top right corner of your numeric keypad, and press that.
JAWS cursor.
You should hear a different voice. Mine was Harry, because my JAWS voice setting has his voice picked for the JAWS cursor. If I move down to the plus key,
PC cursor.
It says PC cursor. See, these keystrokes turn on one cursor or the other, and when they become activated, you can tell that because the voice changes.
JAWS cursor, PC cursor.
That's very useful. You'll want to make sure yours are different. If they're not, let's go into the voices, choose JAWS, and see how to adjust it. I'll do Alt.
Menu bar, file.
To go to the menu bar, and move over to the right one.
Voices.
Press Enter.
Enter. Menu active. Global dot dot dot.
Press down arrow till you find JAWS cursor.
Keyboard dot dot dot. PC cursor dot dot dot. JAWS cursor dot dot dot.
And then press Enter on JAWS cursor.
Leaving menus. JAWS cursor voice options dialog. Volume colon 75 scroll bar.
Notice as soon as I land in this dialog, that voice I had for JAWS cursor kicks in. Lets me hear a sample of how I've got it set. Now you can adjust yours by either changing the person, and you can press the Tab key to get down to that choice where you change person. If you don't have additional persons listed, you can always just change the pitch, make it lower or higher than that PC cursor was. Once you've made these changes, press Enter to accept them. Then test it again. I'll press Enter now without making any changes.
Enter.
If you've made your adjustments, now press those keys. Make sure they're different.
JAWS cursor. PC cursor.
This section, we're going to do a review of how to access the JAWS window and then going through Windows menus and adjusting the different voices that JAWS will use. So to begin with, remember, you can access the JAWS window from any time when it's running by simply holding down the Insert key and pressing J. That will move your focus to the JAWS window. Once you're in the JAWS window, you can use your Alt key to access the menu bar. Pressing Alt will move you to the menus. When you're on the menu bar, you can move left and right and hear what the different menu items are. Once you've made your decision which menu item you want to go into, you can press Enter or down arrow to activate the menu. You can also use the Say character to find out what the underlined letter is on that menu item. So in the future, you can hold down the Alt key and hit that letter, and that will jump you right to that menu. Once you've activated a menu, you can use your up and down arrow keys to hear the different choices. Remember, if there's a dot, 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 the ellipsis, that means you're going to go into a dialog box where you'll be able to communicate with that application and make adjustments. If there's no dot, 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 generally means that you're going to implement something at that moment. Either you're launching some other component of the program or you're changing a setting right there on the spot. As far as the different voices in the JAWS window, you have global,
which is the voice settings for all of your different voices. You have keyboard, which is your keyboard echo. PC cursor, which is the insertion point in a word processing program as you're typing. It's the focus of the computer. You also have the JAWS cursor. This is generally represented by the mouse pointer on the screen. It allows you to go places the PC focus doesn't normally go. It can act as your eyes moving around the screen. You also have something called uppercase adjust that allows pitch to be higher on capitalized letters or lower on capitalized letters, depending on how you like it. I want to go in now and look at the difference between the JAWS cursor and the PC cursor, how you can control them and move around the document, and how they relate to each other. I want to find a word processing program called WordPad and bring it up, and we'll put some text in, and then we'll read it with the different cursors. To get to the word processing program, activate your Start menu with Control Escape.
Start menu. Program submenu.
You can press Enter on Programs.
Enter. Accessories submenu.
You want to find Accessories. If you landed on it, just press Enter, or move to it, and then do so.
Enter. Game submenu.
Pressing up arrow should move you to the last item on this list, which will probably be WordPad, or keep looking until you find it.
WordPad. Enter. Leaving menus. Start button. Document-WordPad. Edit.
Document-WordPad. I landed in an edit control. Remember, this is where we type information in. So I'm going to type in a line.
T-A-I-S space. I S space A space T E S T space O F space T A E space P C space C U R S O R space V E R U S space T A E space J A W S space C U R S O R period. Enter.
I'll press up arrow now. Let's have it all read back.
This is a test of the PC cursor versus the JAWS cursor.
Now that was the PC cursor reading that. Now to read this with the JAWS cursor, I first have to move the JAWS cursor to the location that the PC cursor is sitting at. Now I do this by doing the command Route JAWS to PC, which is Insert, the Insert key on the numeric keypad at the bottom left, hold that down with my right thumb, then I reach up. And while pressing Insert down, I find the minus at the top right-hand corner of the numeric keypad, the one I used to turn on JAWS cursor, and I press it.
Route JAWS to PC.
And it changed the voice to the JAWS cursor, and it said Route JAWS to PC. See, that actually does two steps there. One, it turns on the JAWS cursor, and two, it moves it right to the location where the PC cursor was. I should be sitting on the T of this. Now I'm going to use the same commands to do say word, say next word, move by character, things like that, that I used with the PC cursor, except now it'll be doing it with the JAWS cursor. So if I do a say character,
T,
it says T in a high pitch, but with that JAWS voice. And as I move to the right,
H, I, S, space, I, S, space, A, space, T.
It's actually moving the JAWS cursor and leaving the PC cursor, or the insertion point, right back at the beginning. Let me do a say word while I have JAWS cursor on.
Test.
Now let me turn on the PC cursor. Now remember, I'm not going to route the PC cursor. I'm just going to turn it on by pressing the plus on the numeric keypad.
PC cursor.
And I'll do a say word with the PC cursor.
This.
It remained back on the first word of the line, and the JAWS cursor, I had moved ahead to the word test, so I have two different points on the screen that I can look at the same time. I'll turn on the JAWS cursor again.
JAWS cursor.
And do a say word.
Test.
It's still sitting there. Let's look at something else that we might use this for. While the JAWS cursor is in this location on the word test.
Test.
What if we want to bring the PC to this location? Because maybe we decided we have to add in some other text right here. Or we have to edit it. We have to change it.
Well, we could turn on the PC cursor and move it over to this location, or we could simply route it to where the JAWS cursor is sitting. That's what we'll try and do. Now, when we routed the JAWS to PC, we did insert and push the JAWS cursor button, the minus. But I want to do a route PC to JAWS. So I hold down insert, and while it's depressed, I push the plus key, or the PC cursor key.
Route PC to JAWS.
Notice that the voice changed. It turned on the PC cursor at the same time. JAWS anticipates that if you are bringing the PC cursor to the location of the JAWS cursor, it's probably to do something with the PC cursor. So it turns it on automatically. And if I do a say word,
test,
it's sitting at the same location as the JAWS cursor is. Turning on JAWS cursor again,
JAWS cursor,
and say word,
test,
it hasn't moved, so they're both located at the same place. Let's take another look at an example of using JAWS cursor versus PC cursor. Let's turn on the JAWS cursor.
JAWS cursor.
And do a page up.
Page up.
Do a say line.
Document dash word pad minimize simple, restore simple, close simple.
That's our title line. That's the line that we would also hear if we did a insert T for the title of the window. Coming down one line.
File menu, edit menu, view menu, insert menu, format menu, help menu.
Is our menu bar. This is something that we can move to with the PC cursor. You simply tap the Alt key and it moves your focus up there with the PC cursor. But we can also review it with the JAWS cursor. And with the JAWS cursor turned on, we can also from there move up a line to the title line, a place where the PC focus doesn't move to. While I have the JAWS cursor turned on, I'm going to do a home.
Home.
And I land on the first choice, which is file menu. I'm going to move across a word at a time, reading to the right with next word.
Edit menu, view menu, insert menu, format menu, help menu.
Help menu. Now, if you were using a mouse, you could open up the help menu by simply pointing at it and clicking. I'm going to do a mouse click right now by hitting the forward slash on the numeric keypad. That's the key just to the right of the numlock. And when you press this key once, you do a single left mouse click.
Left mouse button. Menu active. Help.
Now the help menu got activated. It was the same thing as doing an Alt-H and moving your PC focus there, but we did it with the JAWS cursor in this case. There are many examples where you will be able to use your JAWS cursor to go and review information, probably information that you can't normally get to with the PC cursor. And this is a good utility, and we'll be using it to do things later in the tapes, like labeling graphics and things like that. I want to review the JAWS cursor and PC cursor, keystrokes, and how you might use that a little bit in this section. First of all, on a desktop layout, the numeric keypad on the far right-hand side is where your JAWS cursor and PC cursor buttons are located. The top right-hand corner is the minus key, and it is the JAWS cursor. If you press it once,
JAWS cursor,
it turns on the JAWS cursor. The JAWS cursor is your mouse pointer. It can act as your eyes on the screen and go places where the PC focus does not usually move to. For example, a title line or a status line. The JAWS cursor can go to those locations and you can read them in detail. The PC cursor, which is the focus in an application where you would be typing information, or as you tab around a dialog box, there is actually a PC focus that moves with you in that dialog box. And this is the standard operation of JAWS for Windows. In other words, when you first load JAWS for Windows, the PC cursor is the active cursor when it first starts up. Now, if you've turned on your JAWS cursor and you want to switch back to your PC cursor, you hit the plus just below the minus.
PC cursor.
And you notice that the voice changes, and it also announces PC cursor to tell you that one is turned on. Now, in addition to turning them on, you can route these cursors to each other. In order to route JAWS to PC, you hold down the insert key on the numeric keypad, and while it's pressed, tap the minus there in the top right corner of the numeric keypad.
Route JAWS to PC.
It turns on the JAWS cursor, and also moves it to the location where the PC cursor was. If you want to move the PC cursor to the JAWS cursor, you can hold down the insert key on the numeric keypad, and while it's pressed down, tap the plus on the numeric keypad.
Route PC to JAWS.
And it moves your PC cursor to the location of the JAWS cursor, if it can. Now I say if it can, because remember, there are places on the screen where the PC focus can't get to, like the title line or the status bar. If your JAWS cursor happens to be sitting in one of those locations and you route, it doesn't actually move to it. Now, before we wrap up this section, I want to point you to something where you can go in and read more about these different cursors if you want to get some more help on this subject. First, I'd like you to do an Insert J to bring the JAWS window into focus. Hold down the Insert key and press J.
JAWS.
And you should land right in the JAWS window. Now, press F1 for Help. This puts us into the JAWS Help system.
F1. JAWS for Windows. Help Topics : JAWS for Windows Dialog. Contents page. Preview. Getting Help closed.
And we land right inside the JAWS for Windows Help Topics. We're on the Contents page, and we're on a closed book called Getting Help. Now from here, we can hit down arrow. I want to show you where cursor differences are talked about. Pressing down arrow.
Book using the keyboard closed. Book cursor differences closed.
It's right there. Now this is a book, and to open the book, we press a right arrow.
Cursor differences.
Now the book is open, we can press down arrow and see what topics exist.
Topic, understanding the cursors. Topic, PC cursor.
If you want to check one of these two subjects or topics, simply press enter on them and go in and JAWS will read that information to you. To come back to topics, you can press a T and it'll return you right to this location. Moving down some more.
Book, JAWS cursor closed.
There's another book on JAWS cursor. Pressing right arrow.
JAWS cursor.
And then down arrow to see the topics.
Topic, use the JAWS cursor. Topic, use the mouse buttons. Topic, JAWS cursor restrictions.
We haven't talked about JAWS cursor restrictions yet, but you might read about the other two subjects or topics right now. I won't go into them at this point. We will cover a section on the Windows 95 help system and JAWS help system as well. When you're done with the help systems, you can press escape, and that will leave the help and put you back in the JAWS window, where you can always Alt-F4 out of help as well. It's a running application. I'll press Alt-F4 now.
Alt+F4. Help topics : JAWS for Windows. JAWS.
And it said help topics : JAWS for Windows, but then it said JAWS. This is the window title I'm in now. Insert T.
Title equals. JAWS.
Points me right back to where I landed. In this section, I would like to go over the process of saving a file in a word processing program and then retrieving that file or finding it. Now, in an earlier section, I had been working in WordPad and I had typed in some text in a document. I still have that document on my screen. If you don't, I'd like you to go through the steps of opening up WordPad, and I'll walk you through it. To open WordPad, you do a Control Escape for the Start menu. Go to Programs in the Start menu and press Enter. Here, you should find a choice called Accessories. Press Enter on Accessories. Once in the Accessories menu, the last choice on the list is probably WordPad. Find WordPad and press Enter. Now we both have WordPad up and running on our screen. I'm going to move to a blank line. I'm going to do a Windows keyboard command to get to the bottom of my file. Control End. Hold down the Control key and press the End key.
Bottom of file. Blank.
And I landed on a blank line. Now I'm going to just type in some more text. If you haven't typed anything in, you can do so as well.
THIS space. IS space A space DOCUMENT space TAT space WE space ILL space SAVE period. Enter.
I'll move back up one line to have that read.
This is a document that we will save.
Good. The line above this...
This is a test of the PC cursor versus the JAWS cursor.
...was some text I had used in the earlier section. So we've got a document here with my two lines on it. I'm going to go through the process of saving this file so I can come back and work on it at a later time. To do this, first I will tap the Alt key to go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, File.
And I land on File. This is the choice I want, so I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Menu active. New dot dot dot. Control plus N.
Now that's the menu choice if I want to create a new file. But I want to save this one, so I'm going to move down till I find these.
Open dot dot dot. Control plus O. Save. Control plus S.
Save. This is a choice I could use, but before we do this, I want to move down and show you one other thing.
Save as dot dot dot.
Save as. See, there's a little difference here. If you've never saved your file before and you choose save, you actually land at the location where you have to save as, where you have to assign it a name. If you've already saved it and given it a name, then when you choose save with Control S as the hotkey if you want to use that, it doesn't bring up this dialog box because it already knows what the name of the file is, and it just replaces the existing one with whatever changes you had made. Whereas if you want to save it but keep your original, you would use save as instead of save. I'll choose save as right now. Press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Document-WordPad. Edit. Save as dialog. File name colon edit. Document.doc.
It said file name colon document.doc. Remember when we landed in the WordPad application? It came in and it said document-WordPad. So it assumes maybe you just want to call it document. Well, it's important to give names to your files so that you can find them easily. Instead of document 1, document 2, document 3, that's going to be hard to know what the content of that document is. So you want to give it an appropriate name. The .doc is simply an extension, DOC, which is used for Word documents generally in Windows 95. We'll call it test
T-E-S-T
and a number 1, in case we do another one.
1.
And that's all I have to type. It will automatically put in the extension .doc for me. I'll press Enter right here.
Enter. Save as. Document-WordPad. Edit.
I'll read my window title now by holding down Insert and pressing T.
Title equals test1.doc-wordpad.
So now it's changed from document-wordpad to test1.doc-wordpad. And this file will be there later when I come back and look for it. Now, where did it save it? Well, let's go through the process of opening this file, and we'll find out. To begin with, I'm going to simply leave WordPad, and then I'll come back in, and we'll go through the process of finding the file we saved. So to leave, I do an Alt F4 to close WordPad down.
Alt F4.
It didn't ask me anything special like, do you want to save it? Because it knew I had just saved it, and I hadn't made any changes. But if you had typed in some changes after you saved, and you tried to exit, it probably asked you if you wanted to save those changes. Now I'm going to start WordPad up again, and it will come up without our file open, and then we'll go and search for that file, or try and open it up and see the process. I do a Control Escape.
Start menu. Programs submenu.
Go into Programs.
Enter. Accessories submenu.
Go into Accessories.
Enter. Games submenu.
And I'm just going to press a W for WordPad.
W. Leaving menus. Document-WordPad. Edit.
Notice it came up with document-WordPad again. It gave us a clean document. It didn't assume we wanted to work on our last one. To open our file, test1.doc, I hit the Alt key to go to the menu bar.
Menu bar. File.
Go into File.
Enter. Menu active. New dot dot dot. Control plus N.
Now this isn't really new, it's an existing file that we're going to try and go open. So I'm going to press down arrow.
Open dot dot dot. Control plus O.
And choose open.
Enter. Leaving menus. Open dialog. File name colon edit.
When we saved it, we didn't really choose the path and the location where it should be saved. We just allowed it to be saved. Let's just explore this open dialog box and find out what's in it. I'll start by pressing the Tab key.
Tab. Files of type colon combo box. Word for Windows 6.0 left paren star dot doc right paren.
This is a combo box. This is one of those window controls we talked about. Insert F1 would tell us how to handle this or change it if we wanted to. It's files of type. In other words, what types of files do you want to try and find? Document files, text files, maybe all files. You can change this, but it gives you a default setting, which is doc files, D-O-C. I'll tab again.
Tab. Open button.
Open button. This is the button that is the default button in the dialog box when you press enter. Someone using the mouse instead of the keyboard would move the mouse pointer to this location and click it once they had the focus on the right file name. But just pressing enter by default in an open file dialog box is the same thing, so we don't usually tab all the way to this button.
Tab. Cancel button.
Like the open button, the cancel button can be actually activated by just pressing escape. So we don't usually tab to this button and then press enter. We just hit the escape key if we want to cancel and get out of here. I'll tab again.
Tab. Look in colon combo box. Desktop.
By default, WordPad selects desktop as a default location where WordPad will save and allow you to open files from. Now the desktop is the thing that we had looked at early on in these tapes where the list view was located. I had 7 items. We'll go back and look at our desktop and we'll see that there should be 8 items there now. And later we'll open up this document right from the desktop and see how that works. You don't have to save items to the desktop. You can change this. You might want to put them in a separate directory that isn't going to be underneath Windows. Just in case Windows ever gets replaced, you would have your documents saved in a safe location. Let's press Tab.
Tab. List view. Not selected my computer. 1 of 4.
So we have 4 items in this particular list view now on my computer. Yours may be the same, or it could be more or less. My computer is a tool that you have at your disposal in Windows 95. This gives you the ability to go in there and select a particular folder or location where your file might be saved or opened from. So we're going to come back and talk about this some more when we're talking about Windows Explorer or Windows NT Explorer a little later on. I'm going to press the down arrow.
Network neighborhood. My briefcase. Test1.doc.
And there's my document, test1.doc. So the rest of the stuff we'll come back to. Let's just go through the motions here or the steps in bringing up this document. I've found it. All I have to do at this point is press enter.
Enter. Edit.
And now I'll read my window title. Insert T.
Title equals test1.doc-wordpad.
I've opened it up. I'll do a say all. That means read all the text from where the cursor is to the bottom of the document. Insert down arrow.
This is a test of the PC cursor versus the JAWS cursor. This is a document that we will save.
And there it is. Now that was very basic steps for saving a file and then later opening a file. There's lots of ways to do this. You'll find the ones that are comfortable for you the more you use the computer. This is the end of side one. Please fast forward the tape and flip it over.